This is Derek Brose. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Brose with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today we are going to continue our conversation, our dialogue about the ongoing investigation in Utah, the investigation into ritualized child sexual abuse. Please just go ahead and let me know you can hear me okay, and we will continue. This is going to be, I want to say, my fourth video on the Utah investigation into ritualized child sexual abuse. I've been covering it the entire month of June. The investigation was initially announced in May 31st. So it's been over 30 days now that we first learned about this investigation into, once again, ritualized child sexual abuse taking place in 3 different counties in Utah. And it's something that I think we really need to be paying attention to. I think it's something that I really hope more of you, maybe, hopefully, because of my work, are paying more attention to this than were prior. I haven't seen many in the independent alternative media talk about this. Definitely haven't seen anything coming from, you know, the mainstream media talking about this. So it's really up to us, independent media, alternative media, to cover these stories, guys, in a way that hopefully provides some light. And so, as typical, since I've been covering this, I'm not going to rehash the entire story. So if you totally have no idea what I'm talking about, you didn't know there was an investigation into ritualized child sexual abuse taking place in Utah, I'm going to ask you to go to theconsciousresistance.com right now and to bookmark our website, first of all, so make sure you don't miss any of our content, theconsciousresistance.com. But also, I'm going to ask you to click on our latest post, Utah County Ritualized Sexual Abuse Update Number 4. David Levitt, who's the Utah County Attorney pictured on the website, is under investigation. And you will find the article that I'm basing today's video on, and you will find my previous 4 reports, including when we first started reporting on this back on June 8th, June 9th. My second report looking into deeper dives of what's taking place, and we've just followed it now. I've done 4 videos. This is the 5th video I'm doing right now, and 4 articles, and there will be 1 more article coming next week as well. So we've covered the specifics of this investigation. Our third article/fourth video looked at the history of allegations of sexual abuse in the Utah area and show that there is a history, first of all. And my plan for the fourth article was going to be about the history of ritual abuse or accusations of ritual abuse in the Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints. But I felt it necessary to save that for a moment because, again, if you've been following the story, you know that there was an investigation. There was an election that just took place this past Tuesday. So Tuesday, June 28th, the election just took place. And this man that you're seeing on screen, Utah County Attorney David Levitt, he lost his race. So he is going to be out by the end of the year. Come January 2023, he will be out. And he is one of the people who is potentially under investigation. Well, let me say this. We know he's under investigation in several different areas, including the Homeland Security now, probably the FBI, and definitely, I would say, the Utah County Sheriff's Office. Because when the Utah County Sheriff's Office first made their announcement into this investigation, they did not name any suspects, but David Levitt, the county attorney right there, he held his own press conference within days of the sheriff's office announcing their investigation and said, "Hey guys, I'm not a pedophile. I didn't cannibalize anybody. Me and my wife didn't kill anybody, just in case you're wondering." And everybody was looking at him like, "What are you talking about, man?" And he said, "Well, I found out I'm listed in some of these documents related to the ongoing Utah County Sheriff's Office investigation into ritualized child sexual abuse." He says he's listed in those documents. And like I said, I've covered this all in previous videos, so I'm kind of speeding through this. If you want to get caught up, go watch the previous videos. So he inserted himself into this investigation. And really, in a way that I don't think anybody anticipated, he said he had passed out a 151-page document titled Victim Statement related to a 2012 case involving allegations of sexual abuse against children. He voluntarily gave this to the media and said, hey, guys, here's the documents where I'm listed. And by the way, this is all false. It was due to a tragically mentally ill woman. It's insane. It's unbelievable, et cetera, et cetera. And he tried to dismiss it, even though nobody was even pointing their fingers at him in the first place. Well, in that time, we've learned that David Levitt lied about the case, that the case was not unbelievable or lacking evidence or the story of a tragically mentally ill woman. It simply was taking too long for prosecutors to build a case, so it was dismissed without prejudice in 2012, which means it can be retried again. And the man at the center of that case is a therapist named David Lee Hamblin, who the local media in Utah is not naming, but we have the documents. We know who he is. And we're not going to keep that from you guys. I think it's important that the public know. Again, though, that man, David Lee Hamblin, as well as current and soon-to-be former Utah County Attorney David Levitt, have been accused, but there's not been a court of law to prove those accusations. So I want to make that clear before someone sues me or tries to accuse me of fake news. These men have not been shown to be involved in the things they're accused of. They have been accused of all kinds of things, from rape, murder, ritual abuse, satanic worship. And I don't use that word lightly. I mean, this is how the victims describe some of these men doing incantations to Lucifer or Satan. That's what they claim. So anyways, David Levitt tried to say that the whole investigation by the Utah County Sheriff was just a political stunt against him, and it was designed to get him out of office. Well, this whole time we've been hoping that's not true, and I still hope it's not true. But the election passed, and guess what? David Levitt lost. He only received 27% of the overall vote, which is only 16,000 votes. And think about this. Isn't this crazy? People are voting in the Utah primary, and they chose the Utah County Attorney, who clearly has a lot of power to investigate not only sex abuse, but all kinds of charges. And only 39,000 people voted for his opponent, and then 16,000 people voted for him. So that's 49,000. It's just over 55,000 people deciding the county attorney in this Utah area. And unfortunately, that's kind of how these things go. I mean, like, if you follow my work, you know I'm an anarchist. I'm not here to promote voting or anything of that sort. But it just shows you guys how little people are paying attention. Nobody's paying attention. And you can go in there and run for mayor or county attorney, and you can mess up a lot of things or try to do some good, and nobody's paying attention. People don't care. People don't vote. So David Levitt said, though, I'm surprised by the decisiveness of it. He also said, this shows that, quote, say anything you want to win at all cost tactics worked in Utah County. And he said, quote, I think the result is absolutely a result of the misinformation campaign against me, not only over the last month, but the last 6 months. And if the people of Utah County understood what we are trying to accomplish, it would have been a different result. So that's kind of, I think, the end, at least for the moment, of David Levitt's claims that this whole investigation was just driven by political desires to get rid of him. I'm sure there's some element of that. I'm sure that the local sheriffs and others don't like him for different reasons, and that does seem to be motivating them. I'm not denying that. I think that's the reality that's happening. But I don't think that's the only case, that it's just politically motivated. Because, in fact, the night of the election, David Levitt, who, again, he is only a small part of this overall investigation by the Utah County Sheriff's Office into ritualized child sexual abuse. I only focus on him because he brought himself into this. But the day of the election this past Tuesday, Fox 13 in Utah, they reported that David Levitt may be implicated in an adoption scheme, which has now turned into a human trafficking investigation. The Fox 13 Investigates team, they released a video of Utah County Attorney David Levitt discussing how he used political influence to work around laws regarding adopting Native American children. And he this is crazy. I think this guy is probably much deeper into stuff than we can prove at the moment, or than we might be able to imagine. But essentially, this guy, David Levitt, he wanted to adopt a Native American girl. So he goes to the Cheyenne tribe in Montana, the Northern Cheyenne, and says, hey, I've got some allies and friends in Ukraine. Totally random. This guy's got an apartment in Ukraine. When the whole Ukrainian situation started to unfold recently, he went to Ukraine. You can find articles about this. David Levitt went to Ukraine to go retrieve his stuff from his apartment, he said, before things got too hot. I don't know what this random county attorney in Utah is doing in Ukraine and having business over there, but he does. And he went to the Northern Cheyenne tribe and said, hey guys, I know a bunch of people in Ukraine and they don't have any buffalo, but you guys have an abundance of buffalo. So how about I help you strike a deal where I give them your buffalo, we export your buffalo, and you know, they get they help you guys with, you know, financially, and there's an exchange, right? And he basically was trying to sweeten the deal and say, if you let me help you do this, then maybe you help me adopt this native girl. And for those who are watching on screen, you can see this is a video that the local news released. And I've seen this video through some other sources. I chose not to release it because I don't really know that it's 100% relevant, but it is interesting, to say the least. And David Levitt was absolutely trying to use his influence. There he is talking. He's talking to a documentary maker in 2020, and somehow he starts getting into talking about how he used this strategy to adopt the Native American girl, and that at first people didn't want him to adopt it, but then he made some phone calls, he did this and that, and before you know it, he's given permission to adopt the Native girl. And they have a quote from one of the this woman, excuse me, her name is where is she? I had a quote from her. Well, maybe I took it out. But they had a quote from a woman in their investigation just essentially saying like, hey, this goes against laws for adopting Native girls, because specifically laws were put in place to make sure that Native children are not taken from Native families. And David Levitt more than likely violated those laws. And he did adopt a little girl. She's now considered to be his step foster great niece. So she is in his family. This was years ago. But he essentially admitted to bending the rules at the least and maybe breaking the law to get his adoption to take place. And so Fox 13 said that they have submitted the video to Homeland Security Investigations as part of a criminal human trafficking investigation. They dropped another bombshell by saying that David Levitt is indeed under investigation when they talked to Noel Engels, a former analyst with Homeland Security Investigations. He told Fox 13 Investigates that his team had been investigating sexual allegations against David Levitt, that's the Utah County Attorney, for several years. Engel said his team had received the video about Levitt and added it to the case file investigation on Levitt on suspicion of human trafficking. So they get this video where David Levitt's bragging about adopting a Native girl. They take that video, they send it to Homeland Security Investigations. Homeland Security Investigations, one of their former analysts says, yeah, we put that in our file. It was in there. And then this guy, Noel Engels, who talked to Fox 13, said 5 months after he received this video and shared it, that his team was removed from the case against David Levitt. And he filed a whistleblower complaint and he received a letter from the United States Office of Special Counsel in response. So this has all been documented, guys. Now I want to make sure you guys are following me. This is coming from Fox 13 Investigates in Houston. In Utah. They released the video of David Levitt improperly adopting a Native girl, potentially violating the law. Then they show that there's actually a Homeland Security investigation against David Levitt. And let me see if I can find this man. Where is that? His name is Noel Engels. They have an interview directly with him, and they even show his letter back from his – there's the interview. Adam Herbert's doing great work in Utah. Interviewed Noel Engels, the former Homeland Security investigator, and they even showed directly, here's the letter that he received when his investigation was terminated and he was taken off the investigation, and then he – filed a whistleblower complaint basically saying like, hey, I was improperly taken off. And as it says, you allege that HSI has improperly terminated an investigation to allegations involving current Utah County Attorney David Levitt. And they say that we emphasize that while the Office of Special Counsel has found a, quote, substantial likelihood of wrongdoing based on the information you submitted and your allegations, our referral to the Secretary for Investigation is not a final determination that the allegations are substantiated. This remains an open matter under investigation. So that's from John U. Young, Attorney Disclosure Unit. I mean, think about this. Like, this is clear evidence that David Levitt is under investigation by Homeland Security regarding human trafficking allegations. So what do we know at this point? We know that David Levitt lied about the nature of the 2012 case against David Lee Hamblin, a case which mentions David Levitt and his wife as part of a ritual sex cult abusing children. And they mention him several times, I will say as well. David Levitt is suspected of improperly adopting a Native American girl. Homeland Security Investigations has an open and ongoing investigation into David Levitt. We can also confirm that whether or not David Levitt is implicated in the 2021 Utah County Sheriff's Office investigation into ritual abuse, there is a very real investigation taking place involving the Sheriff's Department and regional and federal law enforcement. This may or may not include the FBI. And hopefully with the Utah primary out of the way, the truth of the investigation will come to light. And I'm going to continue to stay on this with the Last American Vagabond if there's any updates on subpoenas, indictments, or arrests. And as I said earlier, the fifth part of this investigation, which I'll be doing next week, is going to focus on the elephant in the room, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, aka the Mormon Church, and accusations of ritual sexual abuse. So that's kind of the latest update, that this guy, David Levitt, really stuck his foot in the in this whole case, and I don't know if he's exposed himself. We'll see where it goes. But that's what's happening, guys. And yeah, you're not hearing about this, as I see several commenters. You're not hearing about this in the corporate media. Of course you wouldn't. But this is happening, guys. This is happening. These guys are, I don't know, there's some shady stuff going on in Utah. And if you haven't seen my previous investigation, which I encourage you to go check it out, then I want you to do that. Look, and I want to also thank everybody who leaves me comments. I just see this comment was last night. Somebody says, I was just at the first adoption trafficking symposium in Washington. It was very enlightening hearing from the adoptees and the mothers that have been taken advantage of by the adoption industrial complex. Adoption, the way it is being done these ways, is trafficking, selling babies to infertile couples for cash. And many times these babies are being grabbed from mothers that want them if they could find support. The support is withheld on purpose to keep the adoption scam narrative going. And the kids are now more likely to end up being physically or sexually abused. And they are about five times more likely to commit suicide than babies that stay with their biological families. I would still love for you to do a story on this heinous situation. I'm happy to help you and introduce you to hundreds of adoptees and mothers that can fill you on the truth. And I would love to do that. Please email me at intothelight@protonmail.com. I want to say thank you to everybody who has reached out to me. I'm going to go to my Twitter account real quick because so many people have reached out to me and shared tips on similar and different stories that I'm trying to keep up with, guys, and that I'm trying to cover. I really honestly can't even keep up with that. I need to go through here through my Twitter account and see my Twitter notifications because so many people will share tips. And that's really not the best place on Twitter, on Telegram, or anywhere. The best place is always going to be at my email, intothelight@protonmail.com. Because a lot of you do send things and I lose it. But if you can send it to intothelight@protonmail.com, I will save it in my folders of, I have a folder. I don't know if you guys can see my screen right here. Here's articles, Utah, Satanic, 2021 investigation. There's a lot of stuff in there. Nicholas Rossi, the Utah in the 90s, some other related, potentially related things, right? So there's a lot going on. And if you want to send me more information, whether related to Utah, which people have been emailing me. People have been emailing me and telling me about their stories, telling me about the experience that they have with abuse in Utah and elsewhere. And like I said, people are emailing me, telling me about their experiences in foster homes, their experiences in other areas. So I think it's important for people to just to recognize that this is happening. And like I said, I've got one more piece. I'm not done with this. I'm going to keep this investigation alive by focusing on the history of accusations against the Mormon Church when it comes to this type of abuse. And I'll leave that till next week before I really dive into it because there's so much to say. I spent all of yesterday researching about the Mormon accusations. And in fact, that was the article I was going to write yesterday. But I realized, you know what? It's too big. I can't just jam it all in one article. So instead of writing that article I just shared with you guys about David Levitt and then tacking on the Mormon investigation, I decided to do it totally different. So next week, expect the fifth article and the sixth overall video, I think, on the conscious resistance related to the Utah ritual abuse investigation. And I'm trying to keep the lines of communication, messaging and interacting with the police, public information officer, Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon, and asking for any updates. I asked him yesterday if there was any updates on the number of people who have come forward with tips, because we were told recently there was 120 tips from text calls, phones, et cetera, et cetera. And he said it's still about that same. So I don't know if they've received too many more tips that they have in recent weeks. But if you do have information like this, feel free to email me. But if you think and you trust the cops out there, then reach out to the Utah County Sheriff's Office. I can't even really believe I'm saying that. But if you think that the law enforcement can get you justice, then go that route. If you just need somebody to listen, if you need to share your story, if you want to help get it out to a wider audience, then reach out to me at intothelight@protonmail.com. intothelight@protonmail.com. And again, I encourage you to go back and watch all of my previous reports on this. And if you're totally new to this topic, guys, if there's something that you haven't explored before, go to theconsciousresistance.com. Click on our documentaries tab, and I want to encourage you to go to check out my work on the Finders, my documentary on the Finders, Who Will Find What the Finders Hide, my documentaries on Jeffrey Epstein. These are very real incidents that have been covered up by law enforcement, covered up by intelligence agencies, covered up by the government, and it's taking place all around the United States and really all around the world, even down into Mexico where I'm at now. So I encourage you guys not to turn away. It's difficult. In fact, I've literally narrowed it down to one day a week. I allow myself to look at these documents and to go down the rabbit hole again because, and I know I could do more, and I'm sorry I'm not doing more, but it's dark and it's difficult and it's heavy to read these documents and to go through these cases because either somebody's got a really imaginative, fucked up imagination, or this stuff really happened to people and it's just, it needs to be exposed. So I will continue to stay on this, guys. And if you want to support me, you can go to theconsciousresistance.com/invest. If you want to send us crypto, you want to send us cash at our PO box, that's all cool. But the best way you can support me, guys, and you know, think of it like an investment. You can get a new shirt to rock and share a message out there. Check out our shirts category. We have the Holistic Anarchism shirt. No masters, no slaves, with the pyramid upside down. The new Conscious Resistance logo. The quote, revolution without healing is a recipe for disaster. And then, of course, you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are free. We have all of these shirts in different colors except for the No Masters and Conscious Resistance. Holistic Anarchism, Revolution Without Healing, You Are Beautiful. You can get those in some different colors. Check out the details on our website and rock the new shirt. Support my work. I'm not on PayPal. I'm not on Patreon. I don't use banks. I'm not taking money from Google or from YouTube. I do this because I care and it's important. But it would be nice to be able to eat. So if you want to support my work, then please do that at theconsciousresistance.com, guys. And I see I got a comment. I'll address this one since I'm about to go. I was about to go, Nancy, but I saw your comment. I thought you don't use Proton Mail anymore. I don't. I've been trying not to. I stopped using Proton Mail. I've been using C Templar, which I think was a superior service. But a couple months back, about a month back now, they announced that they were shutting down because of unknown reasons. We suspect that they received requests from the government to hand over somebody's information, and then rather than doing so, they shut their entire service down, which is admirable, and it sucks, but they shut their entire service down. So I had to switch all my emails back to using Proton Mail for the moment. I'm going to end up hosting my own emails soon enough, but for now, Proton Mail does the job, as long as you know that no email service is truly secure and that mostly everything you do on the internet is being monitored to one degree or another. So with that caveat, I'll leave it there, guys. Much love. And remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace, my friends.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.